Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again. Now, the European Council met this week. The main issue for discussion was, well, one of the main issues was migration, and Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke in favour of so-called return hubs in third countries outside the EU where asylum seekers could be sent for processing. To you first on this, Mairead Farrell. Your party supports what you call a firm and fair approach to migration. Does that extend to processing applications for asylum in third non-EU countries?
Colm, I need to raise something that from your own point of view, your own employer in relation to RTE, and that's in relation to Late Show last night and the use by Patrick Keelty of the term Sinn Féin traitors, which we obviously know is a slogan that is associated with the far right. What we are seeing clearly is that there needs to be a public apology on air next week.
Mairead Farrell,
needs to use to remove the segments. No, this is really important because Mary Lou MacDonald has literally received death threats, and it needs to be removed from the RTE player. Needs to be removed from any segments of the programme.
It's a separate programme, and that's a matter that can be taken up with RTE corporate. We're not spokespeople for RTE. We have no editorial connection with the Late Late Show. So it's a matter that can be taken up between your party and RTE proper. Okay, can I just ask you that question then again? Does it extend to the processing of migration applications in third countries, your party's policy?
So just first of all, I suppose in relation to everything that we've seen this week, there's been a lot of the kind of, I think for me, a huge amount of the issues in relation to migration that we have in this state is that we've privatised the IPAS process, I suppose, in so many senses. And what we're seeing is now that some people have made huge sums of money by going around the country and buying up properties and basically exploiting it. What we've been very clear here is that it needs to be government-led and that's really, really important. The other thing that I do want to say is we even had some reports about, you know, tax havens being used and all that kind of thing.
Can you just answer specifically, though, because we don't have much time left, do you support the processing of applications in third countries or not, in a word?
Do you mean in terms of detention centres and all that?
In terms of the like...
In terms of Libya and everything, no.
Okay, Eimear Higgins, the previous party leader, Leo Varadkar, said... There's in response to what the European People's Party, the European Umbrella Party for Fine Gael, said that we know Italy has made an agreement recently with Albania that people seeking asylum could be processed there, and we have an arrangement with Tunisia, which he said he's not a huge fan of. It's more in that space. In terms of processing people in third countries, what is the Fine Gael attitude to it as opposed to what Ursula von der Leyen is saying?
Yeah, so firstly, there's no government position on this and there's no EU position on it either. This was a proposal and only a proposal that was brought to the EU this week. I suppose many of our EU border countries around the Mediterranean in particular and Cyprus have really good functioning relationships with what the EU call third countries. So that's the likes of Lebanon, Senegal and Mali. And what's on the table is the likes of countries like that being used to help us tackle illegal, irregular, as the EU would call them, arrivals. Last year, 3,105 people died trying to cross the Mediterranean. Right. So this is one of the proposals looked at to try and reduce
In a word, do you support
crime.
It or not?
I haven't heard enough about it to understand it yet.
That's all we've talked today. Sorry,
to trying to deal with that organised crime, human trafficking.
Is the EU trying to... scapegoat refugees.
Okay.
We're literally out of time. Apologies not to get you on that, Richard Boyd-Burrell. It's all we have time for today.